Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Get him all coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
And we start the Splash with Devin Booker. Went off in Minneapolis last night, scored 21 of his season-high 43 points in the third quarter, and the Suns won 118-99 win over the Timberwolves. Phoenix muddled through much of the game, including the entire first half, committing 10 turnovers, led by only 5 points at the half, setting the stage for Booker's ignition. Chris Paul, 15 assists, DeAndre Ayton, 22 points, 10 rebounds for the Suns, who are now 22-11, and with the Clippers losing to the Bucks, Phoenix now just a half game behind the Clippers for the third spot in the Western Conference, and a game looming, a big game looming tomorrow night in Los Angeles against another team ahead of the Suns, LeBron James and the Lakers.
Booker's Ignition. Good name for a band. Yeah, even
that, huh?
Yeah, even better on a basketball court. Yeah, this is it was kind of a really different kind of weekend for the Phoenix Suns, and I don't know what to make of it. I'm glad they notched a couple of victories. I am stoked to see this Lakers game. For what it's worth, I don't know, the intensity and the urgency, recurring issues on this team, I want them to go away, let's put it that way. But props to Devin Booker for lifting his team up last night.
Yes, I mean, you're not going to get laser focus all the time, but the absence of laser focus is way too prevalent.
Don't ever tell me that.
I'm preaching to the choir.
Yes, you are.
What you're saying?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Portland Trailblazers guard Anfernee Simons, Indiana Pacers rookie Cassius Stanley, and rookie forward Obi Toppin of the New York Knicks are expected to participate in the slam dunk contest. So they're bringing out all the stars, Bick. Not according
Jordan,
to Adrian
Jordan, Dominique, Wojnarowski. Watch out.
Yeah. Those three players have combined for 18 dunks this season, 16 of them by Toppin.
Wow. Man. That's not good.
No, you could tell my thoughts on the slam dunk contest these days.
It's played out. There's nothing left to the imagination now because everything's been attempted and everything's been done.
Don't you think they should make it like horse now?
Somebody
does a dunk and then somebody else has to match
that's what they
dunk.
Should do.
Boom. There you go.
Or just do it on 12-foot rims. Just bring one in and say, let's try this.
Do it like the high jump.
Yeah.
So you start with
like
a regular
that.
Rim, and then
like
it goes
that.
Up like 3 or 6 inches
right.
every time.
That's right. I like that.
That eliminates the smaller players from ever being able to win.
Good. I hate Nate Robinson.
Why do you hate Nate Robinson, Jared?
One, because he killed U of A.
Arizona.
Also, he stole.
Yeah, he did hit a game-winning three. I remember that very, very vividly.
And then he was like this on the top of his head. I hate him. And then also, he stole a slam dunk contest win from Andre Iguodala.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
So territorial.
The travesty of that. I didn't even know that was a thing.
How dare he?
Andre Iguodala, that's a thing?
How dare he?
Now you know.
The audacity.
Yeah, I know.
D-backs opened up spring training yesterday with a 5-2, 8-inning loss to the Colorado Rockies. Apparently this year they're just going to decide on the fly how long they're going to play. What do you guys feel like doing?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I don't know.
Let's do
six
that.
Innings today.
Trace Thompson homered for the D-backs. Zach Gallen started through two scoreless innings despite walking two batters in the first. Today, D-backs host Milwaukee at Salt River Fields. Merrill Kelly against Corbin Burns to start. First pitch is at 1:10. ASU Hoops plays its final home game of the regular season this afternoon, hosting Washington State at Desert Financial Arena. Those two teams met on Saturday. ASU got the win 77-74 thanks to a buzzer-beating three-pointer in overtime by Remy Martin, who's closing very strong.
Remy's playing well right now.
ASU's won three straight and can even their record at 11-11 today with a win. Tip-off 1 o'clock.
Two things. Did I see over the weekend that Remy Martin might come back another year for ASU?
He said it on the post-game show with Tim Healy and Kyle Dodd, and then he said it again in his press availability that he's taking things.
That's a good move.
He's not looking into the future.
Okay, I would highly endorse that. And back to this whole Cactus League thing.
Yeah.
Isn't this just a little odd that we're at this place in sports now where everything is so micromanaged that you can't even put together a 9-inning game of baseball without going past your prescribed workloads for guys?
The first game was topped off at 8.5 innings.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you just couldn't roll out three more outs for us?
Well, I guess they didn't need to because Colorado was the home team. But
yeah, I guess.
Wait, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, Diamondbacks should have got their last crack, right?
They use this team or this term now, what, rolling? And you just, that's code. Now everybody off the field. We're done with this half inning.
Pretty soon it's going to be like Little League. When you hit 60 pitches, they're going to pull it. Sirens are going to go off and they're going to get the pitcher.
Yeah.
Arizona visits Oregon in Eugene tonight. Tip off at 7. ASU women's hoops beat U of A. Upset the 9th-ranked Wildcats in Tempe yesterday. 66-64. The Pac-12 women's tournament starts on Wednesday. ASU, the 9 seed. They'll take on number 8 seed USC. Never talk about college wrestling in the Splash, but shout out to ASU. Another Pac-12 team championship yesterday in Corvallis. Their 4th in the last 5 years. 5 different Sun Devils won their individual weight classes, including Anthony Valencia at 165 pounds. He was also the most outstanding wrestler of the tournament. And in golf, Colin Morikawa continued his stellar play. Final round, 3-under-69 to win the WGC Workday Championship in Florida. He won by 3 strokes. He's now won 4 times on the tour and 3 since last July, including a major. Many golfers on the course wore Tiger Woods' signature Sunday color combination of red and black to pay tribute to Woods, who, of course, continues recovery from multiple surgeries after a one-car accident.
I know this is a really irrelevant, irrational take. I was disappointed that every single golfer did not do that. And I get it. If you're Colin Morikawa, you're there to win a golf tournament. You're not there to pay homage. So you're going to wear what makes you feel comfortable. But I get that.
Can't you do both? Does a color affect how you feel that much?
I don't know, man. It would at least be acknowledgement to how much money Tiger Woods has made all of them. That's all. I thought it was a little weak on the effort. You know, a little something for the effort there.
How many golfers still don't like Tiger Woods? There's your splash.